This morning on WCHL, UNC administrators announced that honor court charges against a student who alleges she was sexually assaulted are dropped, all while the campus is undergoing a major review of its assault policies. Budget talks in Orange County revolved around school funding last night. The question is, from where to get that money?
As much as I believe in a strong school system, raising the taxes, personally, I think we really have to take a really, really deep, deep, long look at that.
And Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools are preparing for how to deal with state budget cuts.
We don't know what our budget's going to be. We might have to make some very difficult decisions.
True.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. We'll hear from the National Weather Service on the current situation outside. And in WCHL Championship Sports, UNC Baseball hosts South Carolina beginning today in the NCAA Super Regional, if the weather cooperates. That on the heels of UNC Junior taking the number 6 spot in the Major League Baseball draft. All of those stories and much more on WCHL. Right now, before we go any further, let's check in with Scott Sharp, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Raleigh. And Scott, obviously the rain is coming down right now in the Chapel Hill Carborough Orange County community, but what's it going to be like for the rest of the day?
Well, it looks like, again, this morning is going to probably be some of your worst weather as far as the rain goes. We are expecting a widespread, moderate to heavy rainfall this morning for the morning commute. And that rain will gradually taper off later this morning from the south-southeast. So, again, we should see the widespread rain this morning. But it looks like after 9 or 10 o'clock, the rain should become a little more spotty in nature, but still kind of heavy in spots here or there. And then it looks like after 3 or 4 o'clock, the rain should be pushing out of the region by that time.
Ran, I'm calling you Ran because you're Ran Northam here. Scott, is there any possibility of anything worse happening today? Any kind of thunder and lightning and that sort of thing go along with all the rain?
They can't rule the possibility of a strong storm later on this afternoon. But again, I think the worst part of the weather is going to be this morning with the widespread rain. As far as the wind goes associated with Andrea, it looks like those winds will be mainly well east of the Triangle area. Mainly east areas of I-95 and towards the coast.
Obviously, driving conditions are not optimal, and there is a real risk of flooding for the rest of the day as well, I suppose.
Sure is, yeah. There's still a flood watch out for the area until 6 o'clock this afternoon, this evening. East of the area is actually a tornado watch in effect until 12 noon right now for areas pretty much from like Clinton up to Halifax and areas east. There is a tornado watch in effect until noon or so. The roadways are very wet. There's a lot of ponding of water on the roadways. The best thing is to leave with plenty of time to reach your destinations, travel at or below the posted speed limit, and when you do encounter those areas of heavy ponding, let up on the accelerator and coast on through.
And don't forget, as long as this rain is continuing like this, use your headlights for sure.
Well, sure.
Scott Sharp, thank you so much for being with us, and we will definitely stay in touch.
Take care now.
Scott Sharp, meteorologist in the Raleigh office of the National Weather Service, WCHL. It is 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. The weather is certainly our top story today. In other news, honor court charges against Landon Gamble have been dropped, according to a statement released by UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe on Thursday. The sophomore was charged with breaking the honor court code with disruptive and intimidating behavior. That charge was brought before the honor court by the man who Gamble accused of sexually assaulting her. He said the constant attention her case was getting by way of campus rallies and conversations caused him to be threatened, even though she never publicly announced his name. Gamble publicly announced that she believed the honor court charges were retaliation against her for constantly drawing attention to the way it handled her case. She said the honor court was underprepared and that students should not handle sexual assault charges. UNC has since taken sexual assault review out of the control of the UNC Honor Court. An independent external review was conducted back in March in regards to Gamble's allegations of retaliation. Chancellor Thorpe announced that the review conducted by Barbara Lee, a nationally recognized expert in handling sexual harassment grievances and a human resource management professor at Rutgers University, found no evidence that the university retaliated against the student. However, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisp, and after consulting with campus colleagues, including Richard Myers, the chair of the Committee on Student Conduct and professor in our School of Law, and faculty chair Jan Boxall about the issue, recommended no student should be charged with violating this section of the Honor Code until the Committee on Student Conduct can adequately evaluate the provision. In his statement, Chancellor Thorpe announced that he agreed and that the change was to take effect immediately. He made it a point to announce that the decision of the university was not a challenge of the Honor Court and its processes, but instead a step to ensure that all students are protected and treated fairly. This ongoing issue comes at a time when colleges and universities nationally are dealing with a review of their sexual assault policies. UNC recently formed a special task force to review its current policies and form new ones. The 22-member panel meets every Wednesday and is chaired by the interim Title IX coordinator, Christy Hurt. While the task force hopes to have a new policy in place in time for the start of the fall semester, it says it will take as much time as needed to discuss the sensitive matter fully. To read the full statement by Chancellor Holden Thorpe, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, I'm Jay Parker. I'm the broker in charge at Weaver Street Realty in the heart of downtown Carrboro. As a company, we're involved in a wide range of things, and I personally am involved in several myself, being the chair of the PTA Thrift Shop Board of Directors, which is involved in a very big project in Carrboro, redeveloping the existing store. I'm also on a board of a nonprofit karate studio that's connected with the juvenile justice system. It's important as a member of a community to really find ways to plug into the community in positive and beneficial ways.
The main part of your job, it would seem to me, is involved with dealing with people.
Yes, that's very much my perspective.
And you love people.
I do like people. I very much like conversation, sharing interests, finding out what other people really are into, just sort of plugging into what makes them tick. I've always found that interesting. Back when I swung a hammer on a framing crew in Atlanta, I really liked finding out what was going on with these people I worked with, many of whom had backgrounds as different from mine as you could imagine.
Jay Parker works with a diverse group of people now at Weaver Street Realty.
We have all been in this community for a long time, and so we really do have a connection to the way things have grown here. You know, I remember when there were zero stoplights on the Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard my freshman year in college. You could drive from Duke to UNC and not stop a single time. We're really plugged into the communities we live in. We're plugged in the community that we work in. All of us have been involved in a lot of things that sort of take us outside ourselves. Everybody in our company is very generous with their time and spirit and expertise. You can learn more about Weaver Street Realty by consulting weaverstreetrealty.com. We have a very vibrant website. Our phone number is 919-929-5658, and we are located in the slam middle of historic Carrboro at 116 East Main Street.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Hello, this is Mark Kleinschmidt, mayor of Chapel Hill, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Mayor. 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Commissioners say they want more money for schools, but they're not sure a property tax rate increase is the way to go. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Orange County commissioners signaled last night that they're looking for more money to fund public schools, but they stopped short of supporting a countywide property tax rate increase.
As much as I believe in a strong school system, raising the taxes, personally, I think we really have to take a really, really deep, deep, long look at that, because the rate of poverty is increasing so dramatically in Orange County.
That's Commissioner Renee Price speaking at last night's budget work session. In the past 2 weeks, dozens of residents have come out to public hearings to ask commissioners to allocate more money for the schools. But some commissioners worried that those who can't afford a tax increase have not had a voice in the debate. Penny Rich said she's been hearing from residents who didn't feel comfortable speaking out on the issue.
They are very passionate about schools, but they just can't afford any more taxes. We can make the schools better by raising taxes, but they won't be part of it. They would have to move.
The board did indicate they might be willing to increase the Chapel Hill Carrboro Special District Tax to help raise the $2 million needed to open the new Northside Elementary. Here's Alice Gordon.
We do have a precedent for opening schools in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools on the district tax. So I think as we're balancing all these various needs, we should not discount that as a possibility.
A 2-cent increase of the district tax would generate $2 million, while a 5.5-cent increase would be needed to fully fund the school board's budget request. The manager's recommended budget falls between $3 million and $8 million short of what the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro school boards had asked for. But Board Chair Barry Jacobs noted that the manager's budget actually increases spending by about $2.4 million over last year. And he said the negotiation process is par for the course.
I don't think anybody should take umbrage if we don't fully fund what the schools request, because they know that no matter what they ask for, we can never fully fund it.
Officials from both school systems are concerned about state budget proposals that would eliminate funding for teaching assistants in second and third grades. If approved, the Orange County and Chapel Hill-Carrboro districts stand to lose a combined total of 70 teaching assistants. School board representatives estimated it would cost approximately $2.3 million in local money to save those positions. While the board agreed to keep looking for more school funding, Bernadette Pellissier warned that the county's resources are limited.
On the one hand, I say, well, we have to do as much as possible for the schools. On the other hand, we can't always fill in all the gaps that we have of the cuts from the federal and state level.
Commissioners will continue their deliberations next week with an eye towards formally adopting the budget on June 18th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 617, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. The weather, obviously the big story today. It is raining right now and appears that it might rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Animals rumored to be lining up two by two. We'll keep a very close eye on the weather forecast. We do have a flood watch in effect as well, because a lot of water out there, and it's hard for the ground to absorb it, not to mention the sidewalks and roadways and everything else where it's not going to get soaked in. Your traffic and weather together now on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, let's take a look at the traffic situation out there. Here is Rand Northam.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I usually don't come in for this tag in the morning, but a special note this morning to give yourself that extra time to get to work, as the roadways are very wet and there's a lot of standing water out there as this rain is coming down heavily and the flash flood watch is in effect for the area. You want to use some extra caution this morning. I know I ran into some standing water on my way in this morning as well, so be on the lookout for that. There are no accidents or delays reported at this time, but do give yourself that extra time to travel. If you see anything throughout the day, be sure to give us a call at WCHL. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL, but certainly not while you're driving. I'll always do that while you're stopped, please.
All right. And don't forget, turn your headlights on out there, too.
Certainly.
You know, it's really hard to see. I was driving late yesterday, and it was really pouring, and wondering why in the world these people are not turning on their headlights.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is the law.
It's
if
crazy.
Those wipers are on, you got to turn those headlights on.
I think people just forget, you know?
That's
true. I don't know.
Daytime running lights make us lazy.
You might be able to see other people, but that does not mean that they can see you.
Exactly.
Because those other people have their lights on. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
And talk to you a little bit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. A variety of full-size menu items are just $3. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Flash flood watch in effect through the afternoon. Isolated thunderstorms in our forecast. Widespread showers. Locally heavy rainfall possible this morning. Our high today in the upper 70s. The chance of rain near 100%. It's easy to see why. All you got to do is look out the window this morning. It is raining quite steadily. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. 40% chance of rain. And most of that after midnight tonight. Overnight low in the upper 60s. So we'll be over it for the most part by the end of the day. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers in the morning, and then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 80s and a 50-50 chance of rain. Well, it's raining now. It's going to continue to rain. And as Scott Sharp, meteorologist, said just a few moments ago, the worst is this morning. It should taper off. And we'll keep an eye on it from the standpoint of what's happening with Carolina baseball today. Tar Heels scheduled to go at 1 o'clock today. Right now, I personally have my doubts because the field is going to be awfully wet. But we'll keep an eye on that. We'll let you know as soon as they make a decision. It is time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
You're in your car, you see dust caked on your hood, and you know it's time to change your oil. Because the last 1,000 miles were hard ones. Like Baja Desert uphill both ways kind of hard. So you pull into AutoZone, where they have oil and everything else you need. Maybe a little wash and wax are in order, too.
Right now at AutoZone, for only $19.99, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter, all just $19.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event? T-shirts, custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInk.com.
Category, other films too gay for Hollywood. Too gay for Hollywood. Like the Behind the Candelabra, too gay for Hollywood. Not the only one, too gay for Hollywood. 10 others here. And who knew that anything was too gay for Hollywood? Number 9, number 10. Number 10, Antiquing in the Rain.
Antiquing in the Rain.
Antiquing in the Rain. Number 9, not very Butch Cassidy. Number 8. 12, Sweaty Men. Number 7, Jazz Hands Luke. Number 6, The Wizard of Abs. Number 5, The Good, the Bad, and the Fabulous. Number 4, There Will Be Blood Orange Sorbet. Number 3, Ben Him, number 3. Number 2, Guess Who's Coming to Brunch. And the number 1 other film, too gay for Hollywood, Dial M for Madonna Tickets.
David Letterman's Top 10 List, WCHL. Kind of a silly list this morning, that's for sure.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. His guests, Tom Hanks and the Broadway cast of Pippin. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. South Carolina coach Chad Holbrook returns to his alma mater this weekend to lead the Gamecocks in the NCAA Super Regionals against the number one overall seed, Carolina. Holbrook was a player who also worked as an assistant with the Tar Heels for more than a decade before leaving in 2008 to become an assistant down at South Carolina. And then he later became the head coach there when the head coach was named the athletic director. Holbrook said he reminisced in his return to Chapel Hill, but that will stop once this best of three series opens today. The winner goes to the College World Series. It's the first meeting since UNC's Super Regional win back in 2007. So it's North Carolina versus South Carolina today. It's scheduled to go at 1 o'clock. Now, obviously, with all the rain falling, that is in question. A decision on today's game in regards to the rain will be made at 11 o'clock this morning. So they have already announced that they're going to make the decision 2 hours before the scheduled game time. So we will let you know right here on WCHL if the game will go or not. The game is scheduled for 1 o'clock today. There's a second game scheduled for 12 noon on Saturday. And if a third game becomes necessary, it is a best of three series. The Tar Heels and the Gamecocks will go at 1 o'clock again on Sunday. So, again, they'll make a decision this morning at 11 o'clock, and we'll let you know what they say. UNC junior Colin Moran was selected 6th in the 2013 Major League Baseball draft by the Miami Marlins last night, less than 24 hours before Carolina's first of a best-of-three Super Regional against South Carolina. The third baseman, Moran, was a hot topic in the pros. According to the News and Observer, Moran was rumored to be a possibility for the number one pick by the Houston Astros, but again, he was picked overall 6th in the Major League Baseball draft. 6:25 at WCHL, time for Charles Osgood.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help every aspect of your business be more productive. Find a dealer at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com. This is Charles Osgood. The public doesn't get to know about the clandestine activities of the National Security Agency. We're not supposed to. So when we do find out, as we did, that Verizon has been sharing the records of millions of its customers with the NSA, it came as a surprise. Here's what was and still is going on, not only with Verizon, but with most big phone companies, says our CBS News colleague, Major Garrett.
The National Security Agency, operating under secret court orders to thwart suspected terror plots, was authorized to track calls to and from phone numbers of millions of Americans, even those not tied to terror investigations, and track the duration of the calls. But the Obama administration insists it did not listen to the conversations or record the names of the callers.
More after this.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice. Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
CBS News senior correspondent John Miller used to be Assistant Deputy Director of National Intelligence. Here's his explanation of what this phone data sharing is all about.
This is an example of how to exploit big data. That's metadata. It's really data about data that is in the hundreds of millions, in the billions of pieces of data. And in its size, it offers almost built-in anonymity, because what you're not seeing is the name of the account number and who the phone or the content of the calls. What you're just seeing is what numbers are calling and what numbers and for how long. Now, they don't look at that. What they look at is they look at the terrorist phone numbers overseas, and then they run those against this big data. And what they learn is how many numbers in the United States are talking to known terrorist numbers overseas. That's when they get to the next step, which might be a subpoena, an NSL, national security letter, or something that would get them to actual information about people.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Did you know there's a state-of-the-art community college right here in Orange County? Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, and I invite you to find out why our enrollment is soaring and our class offerings are up 70% since last year. Our campus is green and sustainable with well-equipped classrooms, science labs, computer labs, and a spacious library, all designed to provide a first-class education. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
When the weather is fine, the garden and patio at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro is the place to be. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch amid fragrant spring flowers, or enjoy dinner in a bottle of wine or the perfect cocktail on a warm, moonlit Carolina night. Fine contemporary American cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, both on the Glass Half Full patio, the place to be in Carrboro any time of day. Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop.
You know, getting older isn't easy. Chronic pain, balance issues, driving after dark. These are the challenges seniors face every day. At Home Instead Senior Care, we understand these battles and why they're so important to you. We're not babysitters or maids, nurses or taxi drivers. We are caregivers, dedicated to helping you maintain your independence. At Home Instead Senior Care, we know the battles you're facing. Call us at 919-933-3300 and find out why at Home Instead Senior Care, to us, it's personal.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bull City Craft. It's half off, your choice of children's birthday party packages available now. Bull City Craft features a variety of arts and craft classes, from preschoolers to adults, art camps, birthday parties, and a wide selection of arts and craft supplies. With today's deal, you can choose from two children's birthday party package options for up to 12 children, with 1.5 hours of time in the craft studio, projects and supplies, and optional goodie bags and treats. It's half off from Bull City Craft. It's available for a limited time, so buy buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Good morning at 6:30 at WCHL. Your Chapel Hill cover weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Go see Berkeley Grimble today at Grimble's, right next to Whole Foods on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Well, flash flood watch in effect through the afternoon today. Isolated thunderstorms, widespread showers, locally heavy rainfall. We're getting a lot of it right now. 100% chance of more rain all day.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. May's jobless figures come out in 2 hours. Economist Gus Fauché.
We're forecasting job growth of 200,000 for May, and then the unemployment rate holding steady at 7.5%.
It's a bit more optimistic than the outlook from CBS News Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Analysts expect that 165,000 new jobs were created during the month.
But she also sees the jobless rate staying steady at 7.5%. Why might the jobs creation number for last month be lower? There are several factors.
The ADP private sector employment report came in below expectations, and both the manufacturing and service employment indexes decreased in May.
In the big picture, Jill Schlesinger says non-farm job growth has averaged about 160,000 per month over the past 3 years.
That's just ahead of population growth. At that pace, it will take another year and a half for employment to return to pre-recession levels.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
And good morning to you. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Obviously, our top story today is the weather. The rain continues. We've had rain all night, and it is really wet out there, and a lot of standing water as well. The flash flood watch remains in effect through the afternoon. We do have isolated thunderstorms possible, widespread showers, locally heavy rainfall possible this morning. Our high today in the upper 70s. The chance of rain right now is near 100%. It will diminish as we go on throughout the day. Carolina baseball team has a game scheduled against South Carolina at 1 o'clock today in Bochimer Stadium. We don't know about the game. They will make a decision. They have announced already. UNC officials will make a decision on that at 11 a.m. So keep an eye on WCHL. We will let you know if that game will happen. There's one game scheduled for today at 1 o'clock, then another one for tomorrow at noon, and then a third game, if necessary, for Sunday at 1 o'clock. We don't know how that schedule will be affected by the weather, but just stay tuned. Carolina versus South Carolina this weekend. Super regional for the right to go to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Very important game, and certainly the field conditions will be a big part of the decision, and we'll just have to wait and see. But again, the decision to be made at 11 o'clock this morning. You know, this is also high school graduation this weekend, and it's in full swing, and while many people in the Chapel Hill Carborough District will be focused on the big three high schools, East Chapel Hill, Chapel Hill, and Carborough High School. District spokesperson Jeff Nash says Phoenix Academy often gets overlooked.
Phoenix is graduating at 6 o'clock, and they're going to graduate at Phoenix Academy, and they have 4 graduates this year. The other 3 schools will all be graduating on Saturday at the Dean Dome.
Phoenix Academy is an alternative school that serves about 40 high school students. Its mission is to provide a highly structured education plan so as to try and get the students back to their home school if possible. Tonight's graduation begins at 6 p.m. at Phoenix Academy on South Merritt Road in Chapel Hill. If you'd like more information on Phoenix Academy, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. As Orange County commissioners prepare to adopt their budget for next fiscal year, Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board members are preparing for tough choices and their own budget plan, especially when it comes to the number of students in each classroom. Here's Board Member Mike Kelly speaking during last night's school board meeting.
We don't know what our budget's going to be. We might have to make some very difficult decisions.
True.
Regrettable as it is, we might have to cut something that we don't want to have to cut.
The Orange County budget, which is expected to be adopted next week, falls short of the district's request by about $4.6 million. An assistant superintendent for support services, Todd LaFreeze, says he's worried about how those shortcomings might affect class size.
Parents are concerned about class size. We echo their concerns. It was included in our budget request, but it represents a big dollar amount.
Still, board member James Barrett says having a few more students in each class might be worth saving other aspects of the district, such as the quality of faculty members.
As tough as it is, I don't know that the data really says going to 1 to 28 is going to make an educational difference
My daughter was in a class of 28 in a trailer. Definitely uncomfortable, but, you know, with a great teacher, I'd rather her have that great teacher there than just to try to get the class down to 126.
Pre-kindergarten was also a hot topic among board members last evening under the North Carolina Senate budget proposal, which was passed last month. The pre-K program would be available to 7,500 fewer students statewide during the 2013-2014 school year. Another major concern is the district's world language program, which Kelly says could see unfavorable changes next year as a result of budget reductions.
I think it's very clear that our financial resources are going to be extremely limited this year, and we have to be more efficient in our world language program. I think it's unfortunate that it may have impacts on how the world language is delivered, but I feel very grateful that it appears as though, at least through some mechanism, children will be able to continue whatever language they've chosen in some format.
Before Thursday evening school board meeting, county commissioners held a budget work session where Barrett was in attendance. He says while the commissioners are showing some concern about education, he's not optimistic that their final budget will suit all of the district's needs.
The buzzword seems to be this year, balance. It seems to be a code word to say that, yes, they recognize that we need more funding for the schools, and the way to achieve that is not a countywide property tax, but more balance out of the county expenses. I don't think that fully funds our requests. I don't think there's any expectation from anybody that they're going to fully fund our requests.
The State House of Representatives' proposed budget is expected to be released next week. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board is expected to adopt its final budget sometime in July. UNC junior basketball player P.J. Hairston was arrested on Wednesday and charged with possession of marijuana. Hairston and two others, Michael Falcon and Carlos Sanford, were stopped at a license check Wednesday night on Holloway Street in Durham. Hairston was also charged with driving without a license and was released on a $1,000 unsecured bond. The two other men were also found in possession of marijuana. UNC Senior Associate Athletic Director Steve Kirshner said the university and head coach Roy Williams will release a statement when enough information has been gathered. Hairston is already due in court in Durham on August 2nd for a pending speeding charge. He decided to pass up the NBA draft this year after leading North Carolina in scoring. Before UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and his wife Patty depart for Washington University in St. Louis, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith proclaimed on Thursday that the doors of Chapel Hill are always open to the Thorpe family.
In grateful recognition of your service to our community, I, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, do hereby present Holden and Patty Thorpe with this key to the town. The other night, I kind of stumbled on a phrase that I wish I would have thought of earlier. Together, the two of you have really exemplified what it means to be a citizen chancellor at a state university.
Though the rain moved the ceremony from the old well to inside South Building, it didn't dampen the spirits. Mayor Kleinsmith, Patty, and others were seen holding back tears of joy and sadness when speaking of what the family has meant to the community and the impending departure.
You considered the impact of this university here in our town, and you did it in a way that really transformed the relationship of the town of Chapel Hill and the University of North Carolina.
Habitat for Humanity of Orange County was also on hand to present the couple with personalized hard hats for all the work they've done over the years. However, the Thorpes said it was never physical labor.
We're great at trying to, like, get people together and get them out there, but we're not handy people.
No, and I have to say, I'm very proud of everything we've done for Habitat, but thankfully I've never hammered any nails for you.
Chancellor Thorpe leaves the university after 5 years at the helm, but many more as a student, teacher, and administrator. He and his wife, Patty, are both graduates of UNC, and Patty said that in their more than 20 years here in Chapel Hill, it's always been a desire to strengthen the town and gown relationship.
People will come and go, but the stage is set for these relationships, and that's the main thing.
President and former members of the town council, town staff, and citizens were also on hand to officially see off the Thorpe family. Chancellor Thorpe's term officially ends July 1st, at which time he will take over as provost at Washington University.
Well, this is your building, and you're welcome to stay as long as you want. And if you see anything, I'm leaving tomorrow, so if you see anything you like, just take it.
The North Carolina House is staying a little longer in Raleigh this week to take up significant legislation. House leaders scheduled rare floor and committee work for today as budget and tax bills appear headed to fruition. Legislators traditionally work Monday through Thursday. Republicans scheduled floor debate on a tax overhaul bill that would create one flat income tax rate, reduce the corporate tax rate, and subject a few more services to the sales tax. The floor calendar also lists debate on a bill that attempts to move forward exploration for natural gas in the state and off the Atlantic coast. In between, budget subcommittees are slated to consider their portions of the two-year state government spending plan before it goes to the floor next week. So a very important day today for the North Carolina House. They're not normally meeting on Friday, but they will today. 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Again, our top story today, the weather, 100% chance of rain right now. Rain coming down quite steadily, rather heavy. There's a lot of standing water everywhere, so roads are slick. Be careful out there this morning. Don't forget to turn on your headlights. So many people don't, and it's really hard to see those cars with no headlights. Turn those on and drive with as much caution as you possibly can. We'll keep you posted on the weather situation. It's expected to rain steadily, and then the worst of it certainly is this morning. This afternoon will be a little bit better situation. Still a chance of rain for the entire weekend, but this afternoon will be a whole lot better than this morning. So we'll keep a very close eye on it. 6:41 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up, today's commentary on the way, and that will be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
Betty Davis famously said, "Getting old is not for sissies." What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Do you know how sometimes certain things will happen that make you feel older than you really are? This is Berkeley Grimble, and that happens to me when folks come into Grimble Jewelers and ask if my dad started the business. No, my dad was a high school principal. I started Grimble Jewelers in 1985 in 350 square feet in Carmel Mall with two small cases of jewelry, which I had made. So for 28 years, we have had the pleasure of helping all the smart, fun, enlightened people who live in our great community with all their jewelry needs. But my dad did teach me a lot. Always admit your mistakes and be in relentless pursuit of the truth. And I've tried to make those the guiding principles for Grimble Jewelers. He also taught me that if you have to get ahead by running down the competition, you must be hiding something. So I want to give heartfelt thanks to all of our wonderful customers who have kept us going for 28 years, and I look forward to the next 28. And you know, come to think of it, I could apply for Social Security next year, so I guess I am kind of old.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carverill Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carverill Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarverillFamilyMedicine.net.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Good morning, it is 6:44, 16 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Alan Colton. I remember hearing about the Boston bomber suspect. He was hiding in a boat on Franklin Street. Of course, it was Franklin Street, Watertown, Massachusetts. But it gave me chills, and then I remembered that Chapel Hill had had its own terror attack back in 2006. A UNC graduate, born in Iran but raised in North Carolina, he tried to run over as many of his fellow students as he could in his SUV. I'm sure most of you remember. He said then that he was at war against against the United States. The Boston bomber, the Fort Hood shooter, the Chapel Hill madman on wheels, and now, sadly, the London butchers wielding meat cleavers kill a soldier on the street in East London. All these people from different backgrounds, different countries, but with two things in common. One is their failure to assimilate to their adopted Western host countries, and two, it's their religion. That's some pretty sobering stuff, something to think about. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Athletics. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
North Carolina's baseball team is set to begin a three-game series with South Carolina in the Super Regionals at Bochimer Stadium today, should Mother Nature hold off. The Tar Heels are set to play at 1 o'clock today in Bochimer Stadium, followed by a noon showdown at the Gamecocks on Saturday, with Sunday's game, if necessary, slated for a 1 p.m. first pitch. A lot of subplots between the Tar Heels and Gamecocks. Here's the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, on what intrigues him.
I mean, there's a lot of similarities, I think, of what these programs have done. You know, we went to a World Series there for 3 or 4 years in a row, and then they didn't. And then they went 3 or 4 years in a row, and, of course, they won two national championships. And so, you know, just being so close, and obviously, you know, Chad's connection here, there's a lot of intrigue with this, you know, with these two universities, you know, playing against each other. And obviously we're playing them in football, you know, in the fall. So there's a lot of neat things that everybody can write and talk about before the game starts, I guess.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In other Carolina baseball news, the 2013 Major League Baseball draft began last night, and with the sixth pick in the first round, the Miami Marlins selected Carolina third baseman Colin Moran.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Good morning. It is 6:48 and WCHL, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together one more time. We have celebrity birthdays. We have Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. And today's WCHL hometown hero.
University Physical Therapy, Hillsboro's physical therapy provider for over 27 years, is opening the doors to a new clinic. Please join us on Monday, June 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to celebrate the opening of our new facility at 115 Oakdale Drive in Hillsboro. Facility tours, free health screenings, food, games, and door prizes will be provided. For directions and additional information, visit universitypt.org or call 732-6600. See you on the 10th.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.com.
Time for a quiz.
What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And What Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Good morning. It is 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock at WCHL 650. Time for your traffic and weather forecast. And this traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee. Fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic, WCHL, here is Ron Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. No accidents, no delays reported right now, and we can only hope that that remains the case throughout the rest of the day. But there is some water standing on the roadways. There are treacherous conditions out on the roadways right now as well. So use extreme caution. Give yourself a little extra time to travel this morning as well. But again, all roadways moving smoothly right now. Just some slower traffic due to the heavy rain and water standing. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, as far as traffic is concerned, accidents or delays, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. We ask you to do that safely. Another thing that we would certainly love to pass along to people, if you have any word on that, is if there are any road closures or anything like that due to the heavy rain and the standing water. Sometimes that water can completely close down a road because it floods so heavily there. So if you see anything like that, certainly let us know and we'll pass the word along as well.
All right. I'm just glad I don't have to be out there in it this morning.
No kidding. The walk from the car to the office was enough for me. I'm still soaked.
Not to mention the walk from the house to the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen, take care. We'll see you in just a little while here.
We'll do that.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee. I just did that. I just said that just a moment ago. Fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. While you're there, don't forget to fuel up with their 79-cent fountain drinks. The best in town. Cruisers, good to go. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, flash flood watch through this afternoon. Rand's been talking about there's a lot of standing water out there, rain coming down quite steadily, isolated thunderstorms, widespread showers, locally heavy rainfall possible. Our high today in the upper 70s. Chance of rain is near 100% right now. That will diminish as the day wears on. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunder showers, mainly after midnight. Our overnight low in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 40%. Now, game time for Carolina and South Carolina scheduled for 1 o'clock today in Bosch-Emmer Stadium. We don't know how the weather's going to affect that. Obviously, if it's still raining like this, they won't have it, but they will make an official announcement this morning at 11 o'clock. So keep an eye on WCHL, and we'll let you know exactly what's happening with Tar Heel baseball. If they do play, of course, you can hear it right here on WCHL. All right. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We'll start with singer Tom Jones. It's not unusual for Tom Jones to be 73 years old today. The man can still sing. I saw him not too long ago on television. Great voice. Actor Ken Osmond, who was on Leave It to Beaver, is 70 years old today. He was my favorite character on there. Former talk show host Jenny Jones is 67. One of my favorites, rock and roll guitarist Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones, turned 66 today. And it's may sound old, but he's younger than all the other Rolling Stones. Actress Liam Neeson, 61. Actress Colleen Camp, 60. Actor William Forsythe is 58. Record producer L.A. Reid, 57 years old today. Singer-songwriter Prince is 55. Still got the moves, I can tell you that much. Rock musician Dave Navarro, 46. Actor Carl Urban, 41 years old today. Let's see here. Actor, comedian Bill Hader on Saturday Night Live, my favorite on there right now, 35 years old today. Actor Michael Cera is 25, and actor Shelley Buckner is 24. We got some local celebrities who are celebrating a birthday today. We have, first of all, tomorrow, Greg Bunce and Jock Lauderer both have birthdays coming up today. And Walter Holt celebrates a birthday. He was our hometown hero just the other day. Linda Woodard has a birthday coming up. Darius White has a birthday. And our birthday winner of the day is Vicki Hutton Hanna. Vicki has a birthday today, and she's going to be a recipient of a $10 gift certificate from UPS stores on Fortin Boulevard and at Menomont. UPS stores always take delight in taking care of their customers. Vicki Hutton Hanna, our winner today. Happy birthday from UPS. Chris Derby and all the folks there and all of us here at WCHL.
All right, it is Friday morning here at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger. And Freddie has a trivia question for you.
Yes.
I know that's a shock for you, but he is.
Yes, yes.
He does.
I do. And, of course, we're wishing Mike Fox and the Tar Heels good luck later today.
Yep.
Well, yeah, not much later.
Tar Heels taking on South Carolina.
Yeah,
what o'clock
noon?
This afternoon?
Yeah, 1, yeah. Okay. Yep. Golly, Pete.
Game today is at 1, game Saturday is at noon, and then if the one on Sunday is necessary, it'll be at 1 o'clock.
Well, let's take care of business in 2 games. That'd be nice.
Exactly.
All right, today we're doing the movies.
All right, good. I might even know the answer
to
movie. This.
Yes, all right. If James Dean's last motion picture was Giant.
James Dean?
Eagles.
Yeah.
If James Dean's last motion picture was Giant and Henry Fonda's last picture was On Golden Pond, then whose last motion picture was The Shootist?
The Shootist? Yeah, I think I knew that.
Yeah, I think it's, you could kind of use some educated reasoning here.
Yeah.
If James Dean's last motion picture was Giant, Henry Fonda's last motion picture was On Golden Pond, whose last motion picture was The Shootist, which was 1976.
Call right now, 919-929-WCHL. If you think you know the answer to the question, you can swap a trivia prize with one of our previous winners and get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Well, you're good to go.
All right, call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
It's time for project graduation, and today we're saluting Matt Creator of East Chapel Hill High School, Stephen Himmelberg of Chapel Hill High, and Jordan Bowers of Carborough High.
It's on Saturday, June 8th from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., and it's held at the Student Union.
Jordan, Stephen, and Matt are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes because they've been working hard to coordinate project graduation. Stephen?
It's an event to keep seniors off the road the night of graduation because there have been a lot of accidents, a lot of drunk accidents on the night of graduation when kids go out and party. And so it's just a way to bring everyone together for one last time and just have a good time. We've been meeting once a month and just organized this whole event. It's been a lot of fun.
Matt, I know that it is a cool event. You know, anytime parents are involved, kids don't want to go, but this is something that just about everybody attends. So I know you and everybody else over at East are excited about it.
When you go into project graduation, you see all the fun stuff to do. You know, you have the casino, dodgeball, food. There's a lot of excitement about it, and it's something that seniors really look forward to.
It's a great way for the graduating seniors at our local high schools and the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System to get together and celebrate safely. Project graduation couldn't happen without the support of the local community and local businesses.
We need the support of all of those businesses throughout town, and with their support also, not only would it not be able to function, it also brings a sense of like community for everyone, and I think that's really important.
People can win some really nice prizes.
Well, we have a prizes committee that spends a lot of money and they work really hard to get a lot of donations. You can win iPads, dorm TVs. There's also a lot of scholarships given out. You can win iPods and a lot of cool stuff.
Matt, if folks want to find out more, I know that you accept contributions from the community. How do they do that?
Our website is projectgraduation.org. We also have a mailing address. It's P.O. Box 17043, Chapel Hill, North Carolina 27516. It's a very community-driven event, and we need all the help that we can get. We are a little bit short of our fundraising goal right now.
What are your plans after high school, Matt?
I'm going to Georgia Tech.
Really?
For engineering, yes. I'm really excited about it.
Stephen, what are you going to do when you graduate from high school?
Going to go to Washington and Lee University. I'm going to play basketball there.
Fantastic. Jordan?
I'm going to App State.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're staying right here in North Carolina?
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck to all of you.
Project graduation is tomorrow night, and they'll be partying into the wee hours of the morning. And that's a good thing. Congratulations, Matt Creator from East Chapel Hill, Stephen Himmelberg from Chapel Hill High, and Jordan Bowers from Carborough High. Today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Oh, we got so many phone calls this morning from folks who knew the answer to the question this morning. The last motion picture for this famous actor was The Shootist, And the answer is John Wayne. The first person to get in with the correct answer was Debbie LeMay, walking the dog in the rain. Thank you very much, Debbie. And Debbie gets the Swap Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bull City Craft. It's half off. Your choice of children's birthday party packages available now. Bull City Craft features a variety of arts and craft classes, from preschoolers to adults, art camps, birthday parties, and a wide selection of arts and craft supplies. With today's deal, you can choose from two children's birthday party package options for up to 12 children. With 1.5 hours of time in the craft studio, projects and supplies, and optional goodie bags and treats, it's half off from Bull City Craft. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
A full look at our weather forecast coming up in just a few.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel.